The History of the Leech Lake Reservation with Elaine Fleming. This program is supported by funds from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Bushu and an away Magani duk, Bish gubin asia quay indigo mang and do dame, Ga osis qua jimic hog and dun jeba, Gamis qua wako cog and da, Elaine Fleming and dishina cause. Bushu, bushu, and a good day to you. The last show I was talking about federal Indian law and how some people believe that it is established in racism, and it originates back to the medieval ages of Europe and to those times of the Holy Wars, what they call the Holy Wars and the Crusades to the East to fight the infidels and the heathens. And when we think about racism, during these times, we think about the superiority that other peoples thought that they had. In this case, we were talking about the Catholic Church, the power of the Pope over all the peoples of the earth, and that these infidels and these heathens, that their culture was inferior to these colonizers. And an example of that inferiority is found when Columbus writes about his discovery of in 1492. And during that time, he talks about the Arawak people that he encountered on the Caribbean island on his first voyage. And he says, "The people of this island and of all the other islands which I have found and of which I have information all go naked, men and women. They have no iron or steel or weapons. They do not hold any creed, nor are they idolaters. But they all believe that power and good are in the heavens, and were very firmly convinced that I, with these ships and men, came from the heavens, and in this belief they everywhere received me after they had mastered their fear." And and so here we find Columbus commenting on the culture of the Arawak people who received him when he came upon the Caribbean islands. And so the Spanish people, they began with colonial law and looking at the rights of Indians at that time. And it's important to understand, though, that these peoples, these nations, these kings, these European kings and princes, that they were very concerned about their own religions. And so they would not defy the papal bulls, the laws of the Pope, because he has dominion over the world. And, of course, they fear for their own souls, their own spirits. So if they're given the right to Africa or the right to the New World, then they won't break those laws. There was a term that is, the term is Black Legend. And that term is used to describe Spain's rapid colonization of the New World and the destruction of the peoples that he came upon. I remember a grandma telling me, she said that this term Gaga Man, the Gaga Man, that referred to the Spanish conquistadors and how they came and they ravaged our people and killed our people. And these Spanish conquistadors in the New World, they it was horrible what happened to our people at that time, our ancestors. The Arawak people there said to have that life became so hard for them in their instructions to find gold for the Spanish people that they began to kill their own and to commit suicide, jumping into the ocean and drowning themselves because they could not imagine life under the control of these conquistadors. So, excuse me, an American historian, Angie DeBow, talks about the population of Hispaniola, the Caribbean islands that Columbus found. And she says that within 20 years that population of the Arawak people, that it was reduced from 250,000 to less than 15,000 after two decades of Spanish colonial administration. And that's why they call it the Black Legend, the way Spain colonized the world. And it had to do with enslavement, European diseases, superior European military technology. All these things resulted in the deaths of thousands of Indian people in our tribal groups. Sometimes whole tribes would disappear. And I've mentioned that before when I talk about how in our own legends you will hear about beings like Wendigo, Nanabushu, always being hungry and looking for food. Nanabushu being raised by his grandmother rather than his parents who were both absent in his life. So these were hard times, and these legends, because during those times we had all these trade routes and, you know, across the America. And we, these stories traveled just like the diseases traveled that the Spanish people brought to us. There is something called the requirimiento. And if I say that incorrectly, ask for forgiveness, but it's a Spanish word, and it means requirement. And it's the most famous example of the role of law in lawyers in Spain's administration of its New World Empire. It was a charter of conquest, and it had to be read aloud to any group of Anishinaabe of Indians who were newly discovered by these Spanish conquistadors, before any hostilities could legally be commenced against them in the New World. And so this requirement, requirimiento, had to be read. And it says, wherefore, as best we can, we ask and require that you consider what we have said to you and that you take the time that shall be necessary to understand and deliberate upon it, and that you acknowledge the church as the ruler and superior of the whole world, and the high priest called Pope, and in his name the king and queen, Dona Juana, our lords, in his place as superiors and lords and kings of these islands and this mainland by virtue of the said donation, and that you consent and permit that these religious fathers declare and preach to you the aforesaid. But if you do not do this, or if you maliciously delay in doing it, I certify to you that with the help of God, we shall forcefully enter into your country and shall make war against you in all ways and manners that we can, and shall subject you to the yoke and obedience of the church and of their highnesses. We shall take you and your wives and your children and shall make slaves of them. And it said that this requirimiento, it was read to the new peoples sometimes as they were running away from the soldiers. it said that a complete list of the events that occurred when the requirements, formalities ordered by King Ferdinand were carried out in America, more or less according to the law, might tax the reader's patience, and for the requirement was read to trees and empty huts when no Indians were to be found. Captains theological phrases into their beard on the edge of sleeping Indian settlements, or even a league away before starting the formal attack. And at times some leather-lunged Spanish notary hurled its sonorous phrases after the Indians as they fled into the mountains. And so just talking about Indian law, Indian federal law, and this doctrine of discovery and Indian law being based in racism and in history, the different eras that when Europe first came here, the Europeans first came here, and as colonization took place. And so we remember the Arawak people, we remember all those first peoples, and we learn our history so that we can think about who we are today here on Leech Lake Nation and where we are going. Chimigwech bisandawi yeg, miigwech, meet you.